Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by the... July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Are you ready?
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
It's Friday. It's hot. We should all just stay inside and watch movies or TV shows, right? Well, joining us now for details on, and suggestions of what to watch this weekend is Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio and KSL Fan Effect Podcast. Andy, this really is, if you want to beat the heat, the weekend to stay inside and do this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So either air conditioning at your house or air conditioning at the movie theater. And I've got a cool thing that might make you want to go to the movie theater a little bit. I'll talk about that in a sec. But as far as what you're going to watch at home, we, the viewing public, finally get our eyes on the most expensive TV show in history as Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, makes its debut on Prime Video. Rumored to have cost about $715 million for just this first season of 8 episodes. Yeah. The Rings of Power is based on the world created by J.R.R. Tolkien in the books The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and the lesser known to the general public book The Silmarillion. The Rings of Power is not taken from any specific book, and it's set in what is called the Second Age of Middle-earth, thousands of years before the people you knew in the movies, Frodo, Gandalf, Legolas, and those other characters from Lord of the Rings. Now, there are three names in this series that if you're a fan, you probably will recognize. The first two are the elves Galadriel and Elrond, who were played in the movies by Cate Blanchett and Hugo Weaving, though they're much younger in this series and they're played by new actors. The other is Sauron, who was the big bad burning eyeball in the Lord of the Rings movies. But here, he's only a powerful sorcerer that few living people at the time have actually seen. Now, you can definitely tell as you look at this that great effort was made to create a stunning visual experience, and it looks great. The first two episodes, which dropped last night, were a little slow developing for my taste, but I nevertheless found them to be decently engaging and interesting. Each one is a little longer than an hour, and it starts setting up an era in which great powers are forged, kingdoms rise to glory and fall to ruin, and of course, the never-ending battle between light and darkness. Though many people are mentioning this as kind of Amazon's version of Game of Thrones, this is a very different kind of series. The main reason being, you can actually watch it with your family. The Rings of Power is rated TV-14, but I felt comfortable watching it with all my kids, including my 9-year-olds. Understanding British accents is also helpful, and not going to lie, I was glad to have subtitles on the screen so I could really kind of follow the dialogue and see character names. I'm weird like that. But for me, The Rings of Power is a solid start. I'm not a massive fan of Tolkien, so exactly how faithful it is to what was established in the books and in the appendices, I can't say. But as a fan of the movies who hasn't read the books yet, I thought it was good. New episodes will drop every Thursday, and it's streaming exclusively on Prime Video from Amazon. Now, other options this weekend include a new movie in theaters that could tug on the heartstrings a little. It'll definitely push your, aw, cute buttons. It's called Gigi and Nate, and it's inspired by a true story. Tennessee teenager Nate Gibson's life is turned upside down after he suffers a near-fatal illness while on vacation in North Carolina. The illness leaves Nate, played by Charlie Rowe, a quadriplegic and understandably creates a lot of frustration and fatigue for him and his family. Moving forward seems impossible until he meets his unlikely service animal, Gigi, a curious and intelligent capuchin monkey who was rescued from a petting zoo. Now, Gigi reinvigorates Nate and his family, but not everyone in Tennessee likes the idea of people using monkeys as service animals, so Nate may have to let Gigi go. Jim Belushi and Marcia Gay Harden also star in this movie. I thought it was really family-friendly, and even my wife, who doesn't normally like to watch movies, even she enjoyed it. Yeah, it's designed to tug on your heartstrings, but the monkey Gigi is just so cute, you might not even care. She's a live-action monkey for a lot of the movie, but then she's CGI when she needs to be mischievous or chased by the family dog. Gigi and Nate's rated PG-13 for some language, and it's playing only in theaters. Now, this next movie, it's not in theaters, but it is available on streaming right now. It's a new comedy movie called Me Time on Netflix. It stars Kevin Hart as a stay-at-home dad, Sonny Fisher. While his wife, played by Regina King, works as an architect for rich people, Sonny gets the kids off to school, volunteers at the school, gossips with the other parents, and keeps the family going. But when his old buddy Huck Dembo, played by Mark Wahlberg, invites Sonny to a getaway birthday party one weekend, Sonny's wife thinks, this is perfect for Sonny to take some me time for the first time in years. But Sonny's in for a wild weekend with Huck that nearly upends his life as he tries to figure out who he wants to be and what he loves the most about his life. This movie's pretty much what it looks like. There's an occasional hilarious moment, but most of it is average at best. Very crude, and it deserves its R rating, so don't watch it with the kids. This is not like Central Intelligence Kevin Hart. This is like grown-up Kevin Hart. But if you like Kevin Hart and or Mark Wahlberg, they play their roles pretty much how you'd want them to. Me Time is streaming only on Netflix. Now, something I find to be much more funny is over on Paramount Plus, and that's a new season of the animated Star Trek series, Star Trek Lower Decks. The show does not follow the captain or command crew like most Star Trek series. Instead, it focuses on the support crew serving on one of Starfleet's least important ships, the USS Cerritos. These ensigns have to keep up with their duties, often while the ship is being rocked by a multitude of sci-fi anomalies. It's written very tongue-in-cheek, so if you love Star Trek but hate someone not taking it seriously enough, then you might want to avoid this. But if you're like me and you enjoy something that gets what is funny about Star Trek and is chock full of Easter eggs and obscure references, well, Star Trek Lower Decks definitely delivers. Season 3 just premiered and 2 episodes are already available to stream, as are the first 2 seasons of 10 episodes each. It is rated TV-14 and new episodes drop each Thursday on Paramount Plus. And finally, as if all those things I've already mentioned aren't enough, we have a re-release of last year's highest grossing movie, Spider-Man No Way Home, which is back in theaters this weekend with 11 whole minutes of new footage, as well as a new post-credit scene. And even better, you can see it for just $3 tomorrow only. Even if you want the recliners or IMAX or whatever, it's $3 because tomorrow is the first ever National Cinema Day, and nearly every theater in Utah and around the country are celebrating by offering $3 admission to all movies, all formats, all day. So you can see Spider-Man, or you can actually watch Jaws in IMAX, which is also being re-released this weekend. Or you can go see Top Gun Maverick again, or just catch up on a film you didn't get to see during the summer, or just take the whole family to the movies for a reasonable price. $3! Remember, if you do go, you ought to buy some concessions, because this whole day is designed to get people to go back to the movies, help out your local theaters, and have some popcorn and drinks. Other options this weekend I did not have time to cover include some Netflix movies based on the Ivy and Bean kids book series, also a drama on Hulu with Steve Carell as a psychiatrist held hostage by a serial killer, and of course, college football all weekend. Yeah. So it's a holiday weekend, so you can cram a lot into all those hours.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend. $3. I'd go see Top
Gun
again for
tomorrow.
That.
It's not the whole weekend. It's just tomorrow.
Okay, good, Andy. Yeah. A lot of football.
Top Gun for $3. Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.